Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Money Watch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It is Thursday, August 4th, and we are here trying to answer your financial questions. So that can be a whole range of topics. It can be your retirement. It could also be if you're just starting out. It could be a question about weighing different job offers. All of these things are really interesting to us. So give us a holler by going to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. All you need to do is check the little box that says you want to come on the air, and Mark does everything else. Mark, did you just hiccup into my ear?
Oh, was I not muted? Sorry.
You're totally not muted. What is our guest going to think about you?
I'm drinking already. It's my birthday. What do you want to say?
Oh, my, you are so not doing that. Okay. So there he is. Hi, Mark. Are you going to keep that in, or are you going to try? What are you going to do with that?
I think I'll leave that in.
You think so, huh? All right. Very nice. Okay. So here we are just trying to, you know, answer your questions. And Mark is making me laugh out loud. Let's go and be rescued by our guest today. It is Marie, who's on the line from Indianapolis. Hi, Marie. What's going on? How can we help you out?
Hi, Jill and Mark. Wanted to ask some questions about my retirement account.
Okay. So tell us about yourself and what's going on.
So I'm 43 years old, single. And I guess I have one rollover IRA, and then I have one from my last job, and then I recently got a new job.
Wait, so there are three accounts. Are we talking about three different accounts? We have an old rollover and then one that needs to be rolled over, or has it already been rolled over?
I haven't rolled it over, and I wasn't sure which one I should roll it over into.
A rollover IRA, an old 401k, the new 401k. Let me just do a quick rundown on that. The new 401k, which company holds that?
It is with Fidelity, but it's not. I have another Fidelity account, and it's not, like, I can't view that account on there. So it's like they have a separate interface.
Okay. And the rollover IRA is with Fidelity as well?
The rollover is with Vanguard.
You like Vanguard? Is that like your, what's your go-to? What do you like the best? The Vanguard?
I mean, I've always heard it's the best. I don't know if I love their interface as much.
I know it doesn't.
I have to
tell you the truth. I agree with you. I don't think the Vanguard interface is so good, Mark. I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah, I've been using Vanguard since day one. But if you asked me today if I was starting in an account, I'd probably go with Schwab.
That's actually my favorite. I have a tiny Roth IRA there.
Okay, good.
That's
okay.
The one I do prefer.
You like Schwab the best. Okay, so let me just ask you, let's go down and talk about the value of these. So the rollover at Vanguard, how much is in there?
About 56K now.
56. The old 401K, how much is in there?
About 50.
The new retirement account, the new 401K.
little baby, $3,300.
And the Roth IRA at Schwab?
$1,400.
How much do you earn, Marie?
$139, which is a pretty big, a significant increase over my prior job.
Ah, congratulations. And
thank you.
In the new 401k, what's your contribution level?
Well, originally it was 15%, which would max me out, but I dialed it back because I feel like I just don't have enough in savings. So I'm kind of ramping that up and just contributing to get my match.
Okay. But this is a significant step up. Why are we pulling back on that? I'm trying to understand that.
I think I was just nervous that because it's a new job and a new industry and it's a newer company too, I was like, maybe I should have a lot more. So I was just trying to fill up that emergency fund bucket as fast as I could. And that's why I dialed back.
So let me ask you a question about the like living situation. Do you rent or do you own?
I do own.
Okay, tell us about the place. How much is it worth?
Probably $250 or more.
And what about a mortgage? What's the outstanding mortgage amount?
About $160.
And you're managing all this money. And is your big question about consolidating accounts or is it about the actual investing inside of these accounts?
Really both. Because I can't, well, I guess the first question is like the Roth IRA, I think I make too much to contribute to that anymore.
Roth IRA phase out. Oh, you're just in the phase out level here now, right? 129 to 144. So you cannot put money into the Roth. Do you have a Roth 401k option at your work?
Yes, that's what I use.
Oh, you do use that. So you've got a Roth 401k.
Yes. Okay. A lot of my balance is Roth. I've been switched over that for a while.
Okay, got it.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, Mark, take over and reallocate and consolidate, please.
Since you prefer Schwab, you know, I would probably blow out of the Vanguard. There's no reason to have a Vanguard and a Schwab. So I would just go with the one that you like. So that's Schwab. So I would move that Vanguard into Schwab, be done with that. Your old 401k, who is that held with?
Fidelity.
It's like that weird Fidelity-esque, but it's not really Fidelity.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? The old 401k, we can just move it into the Schwab rollover that we're going to establish, right? So that essentially she ends up with a Roth IRA at Schwab, right? And then the Schwab will be just all of the IRAs. Then she's not going to be able to do a backdoor, but she's using the Roth 401k. So that'll be fine, right?
I think that's enough, especially once she bumps up her contribution after she gets her emergency reserve where she wants it, which she could probably do now. I don't think she can be doing more than just getting the match.
That's what I think. So, Marie, we think the consolidation happens at Schwab. You like them. Talk to the people at Schwab. Tell them I have an old 401k and a rollover IRA. I want to move them into this account. They will do all the work for you because when you're moving assets into an organization, they bend over backwards and help you out. They're like, oh, new money. Okay.
Is all that money pre-tax?
I mean, a good portion of it. I mean, obviously there's the employer contributions and that. So, I mean, all of them are well over 50% in Roth.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a minute. Whatever is Roth gets rolled into your Schwab Roth. Whatever is pre-tax must goes into a new IRA rollover. You have to keep this money separate.
Okay. Yeah. And they are separate in the existing account right now. So I just need to create a regular IRA to roll over the...
So you'll have a Roth IRA and a rollover IRA. So the Roth goes into the Roth, the pre-tax goes into the rollover.
Okay. I have another question. So... Do you normally have to liquidate?
Yes. On a retirement account, you have to liquidate. A non-retirement account, you do not have to liquidate. Okay.
But that was painful the last go around. When I transferred to Vanguard, it was like...
I know. This will be your it's going to be your last time because everything's going to live at Schwab.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Now, Mark, do an allocation for our Marie in Indianapolis.
Well, my allocations often differ from yours, Jill.
I'm going to listen because you're closer in age. You're exactly the same age as Marie.
I mean, for her age, I would say 80% in stocks and 20% in bonds. And the Roth, maybe even a little riskier if that's the last stuff you're going to touch.
How do you feel about that, Murray?
I feel good about the risk. I guess I'm just not, when you say stocks and bonds, like, are you like a specific ETF or like, I guess I'm not still as confident about that piece.
I mean, for me, for stocks, the bulk of it is in either like a 500 fund or a total stock market fund. A little sliver of that can be in the international fund, stock fund, and the rest of it I would just have like a total bond market fund for your 20% allocation, just the total bond market.
Okay.
And then you're going to breathe and you're going to say, okay, I've got money. I've got, this is fine. What's in your emergency reserve right now? Is that why you're trying to build that back up? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. So I'm just over 10,000.
What do we really need to
get it? Well, I feel like 20 would be 6 months.
Okay. So get to 20, but then while you're doing 20 in there, just do me a favor. What are you at like 3% or 6% in your 401k right now?
Five.
Go to eight and keep saving money. And then as soon as you have that money then built up, then absolutely positively, then go into that 401, that Roth 401k and max it out. Okay.
Okay. Do you think I should, after like to that point, I mean, I definitely think I'll have additional money. Should I do like, since I can't get any, or I can't put any more in the Roth IRA, should I put that in brokerage instead of
yes.
like an IRA?
Yes. I would like that. I would like a brokerage account at Schwab. I'm going to do a nice brokerage account at Schwab, but wait on that. Don't have to do that immediately. Number one, bump up to 8%. Number two, then get your emergency reserve up to 20. Number three, max out the 401k. And then number four is additional cash flow. Open up the brokerage account and consolidate at Schwab. Absolutely.
So do you feel like if I start, like I feel like I'm so behind and I
don't
wonder
step
if I
well,
need
behind
to do
what?
A
behind what? Forget about that. Behind. All you need to do is do exactly what we laid out. You're going to be fine. Don't think about I'm behind. Think, here's where I am today. How am I moving forward? Consolidation. Get your emergency fund beefed up. You're now making more money. Max out that Roth 401k. If you max that out for like another 20 years, you're going to be fine. You're going to be totally fine.
Awesome. Thank
All
you
right.
Very much.
Take a deep breath with us. You ready?
Thank
All right.
you very much.
All right. If you, like Marie, need a little bit of a consolidation, reorganization, reallocation, anything like that, Mark loves to do that. So hop onto the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Don't forget to let us know if you want to come on the air because Mark does everything else. And you know, Mark, he is the best executive producer in the world. He's also the co-host of this program. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Please leave us a rating and review on Apple. That helps us out. And you can also sign up for our free weekly newsletter on our website at jillonmoney.com. Do something nice for someone else today. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.